please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to Caveat Realtor with Virginia Realtors, where we discuss the real issues that realtors face. I'm Sean Oak.
And I am Santiago Montalvo. Remember, Caveat Realtor is meant to provide general legal information. The information, forms, and laws referenced in this episode are accurate as of the date this episode is first released. Nothing we discuss should be considered as legal representation or legal advice.
Santiago, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Sean?
I'm good. You know, one of the reasons I'm good is because here at Virginia Realtors, we get the option to do a lot of our work from a home office.
Yes, we do. And it is pretty convenient at night, isn't it, though?
It's great. But, you know, there's still some people that like to work in physical offices. And for some people, which we're going to get into today, you still need to maintain a physical office. So we're going to talk about something I hope has not gone completely out of fashion, and that's the physical brick and mortar office space. So we know that the powers of modern technology and many of the changes we had to make in our lives during the pandemic, that many of you out there can broker a whole real estate deal from pretty much anywhere with just your mobile phone. However, there are still laws and regulations regarding physical office space.
First, Virginia law requires that all resident principal brokers maintain a place of business in the Commonwealth of Virginia. This means if you're the principal broker and you reside in Virginia, then you need to have a physical place of business for your real estate firm.
Virginia regulations require a place of business to be an office where the principal broker, either through his or her own efforts or through the efforts of his or her employees or associates, regularly transacts business of a real estate broker, and where the principal broker and his or her employees and associates can receive business calls and direct business calls to be made.
But wait, there's more. A place of business cannot be in a residence unless the place of business is separate and distinct from the living quarters of the residence with its own entrance, which is accessible to the public. So that means no home offices as a firm's place of business unless the area is separate and distinct from the living areas of the residence. Additionally, principal brokers are required to have readily available to the public the principal broker's license and the license of all active salespersons.
That pretty much covers the principal broker's place of business, but let's also discuss firms that have multiple locations or branch offices. If a principal broker maintains more than one place of business in Virginia, each place of business must obtain a branch office license. Furthermore, just like the main place of business, the branch office license, along with the managing broker and all active salesperson licenses, must be kept at the branch office and available to the public.
There's often some confusion on when a branch office needs to be created. So, let's take it to some recent questions from the legal hotline. Sean, let's say I have a real estate team that is part of a local real estate company, but the team has its own office separate from the main office where the team does most of its business and meets clients. Does this need to be registered as a branch office?
This sounds like a branch office. The team regularly does business at this other office, and they even have clients come to the office to transact business. In fact, because this team is advertising this secondary office address, they are holding out to the public that this is a place of business for their team. So the short answer is yes, this should be registered as a branch office.
Yeah, well, I mean, there might also be some advertising regulation issues if the team is advertising an address that is not the firm address. But let's get to the next question. Sean, what if a real estate team meets at an office that's not the firm's main place of business to do some business, but they never meet clients there, they never advertise or share the address, and they still keep all of their contact information and advertising with the main firm's place of business?
This would be less of an issue than the first question, but this still may need to be a branch office. The main issue here is how do we interpret regularly transact business and a place where you make and receive or direct business calls. The fact that this team does not share this address and does not meet clients at this address are factors to be considered toward possibly not regularly conducting business and directing business to this address. However, if the team is doing other team business at this location regularly, the real estate board could consider this to be in need of a branch office license.
Now, we are aware that the laws and regulations surrounding place of business are somewhat outdated for the times. Part of Virginia Realtors' 2024 legislative agenda is to clarify some of the issues. So stay tuned for any updates or changes.
Caveat Realtor is a weekly podcast with episodes released every Tuesday. Our podcast is available for streaming through iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Subscribe to our podcast to get automatic updates when we have new episodes and rate us. Remember, members of Virginia Realtors have access to our legal hotline where we can provide you with legal information. You can access the legal hotline on the Virginia Realtors website under the legal tab on the law and ethics section. Make sure you're logged in to see this page. Thanks. Bye. Although the members of this podcast are attorneys, the legal information in this program is not a substitute for personalized legal advice from an attorney licensed to practice in your jurisdiction. The information provided by Virginia Realtors is general reference work as a public service and does not constitute solicitation or provision of legal advice. We provide this general legal information on an as-is basis. We make no warranties and disclaim liability for damages resulting from its use. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific circumstances of each case, and laws are constantly changing. The information provided in this program should not be used as a substitute for the advice of competent counsel. This has been a production of Virginia Realtors, copyright 2024. This podcast features the song Please Listen Carefully by Jazar, available under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.